Charmcaster, written by Sebastian de Castell and read by Joe Jameson.
I totally saw this coming,
Rikus growled, leaping onto my shoulder as lightning scorched the sand barely 10 feet from us. The squirrel cat's claws pierced my sweat-soaked shirt and dug into my skin.
Yeah?
I asked, ignoring the pain with about as much success as I was having stopping my hands from shaking. Maybe next time there's a hex tracker on our tail, you could warn us before our horses panic and dump us in the middle of the desert. Another thunderclap erupted overhead and shook the ground beneath our feet. Oh, and if it's not too much trouble, how about a little heads up before dry lightning starts crashing down on us from a cloudless sky? Rikus hesitated, no doubt trying to come up with a believable explanation. Squirrel cats are terrible liars. They make excellent thieves and particularly enthusiastic murderers, but they're rubbish at deception.
I was waiting to see if you'd figure it out on your own. I was testing you. Yeah, that's it. Testing you. And you failed, Kellen.
You two recall we're supposed to be laying an ambush?
Ferius Parfax asked, kneeling a few feet away to bury something shiny and sharp in the sand. A tangle of red curls whipped around her face while she worked. Despite the strange storm raging all around us, her movements were fluid and practiced. This wasn't the first time we'd found ourselves on the wrong end of a hunting expedition. Hence the need for traps. Ambushing a Jantep mage is a tricky business. You never know which forms of magic they might have at their disposal. Iron, ember, sand, silk, blood, breath. The enemy could have any number of spells to kill you. As if that wasn't enough, you also have to consider the possibility of accomplices. Lackeys or mercenaries hired to watch the mage's back or do his dirty work for him.
This might go faster if you let me help you set the traps, I suggested to Ferius, desperate to keep my mind off the surprising number of ways I might die in the next few minutes.
No, and quit watching me.
She got up and walked a few yards away, before kneeling to bury another spiked ball or fragile glass cylinder filled with sleeping gas, or whatever else she was using this time.
The fella chasing us could be casting one of them fancy Jantep silk spells to ferret out our plans. That head of yours is too full of thoughts, kid. He'll read you easy.
That bristled. Ferius was an Argosy, one of the enigmatic card players who travelled the continent attempting to... Actually, I still wasn't quite sure what they were meant to do, other than annoy people. Despite not having much hope of ever becoming an Argosy myself, I'd been studying Ferius's ways as best I could, if only because doing so might keep me alive. It didn't help that she kept insisting I first had to learn to do stupid things like listen with my eyes or grab onto emptiness. Rikus, of course, loved it when Ferius upbraided me.
She's right, Kellen,
he chittered from his perch on my shoulder.
You should be more like me.
You mean without any thoughts in my head? The snarl he gave me was barely more than a whisper, but delivered perilously close to my ear.